Hey, you guys. Nice to see you again. Sorry we're a little late. We had some connection problems, and I told Doug I'm going to have to talk at chipmunk speed, but I haven't practiced that, so I'll just get through it the best I can. I thought today we would talk about the ongoing program, as the title suggests, that's for to hunt down and kill common sense, and what would happen if that started to reverse and common sense started to come back. And I think it would be really incredible, because common sense is not this mundane little insignificant concept. It's a really big deal. And it's what's being systematically annihilated by the people in charge of our planet right now. It would just, if common sense is all that would take to come back, to make a world of incredible beauty and peace and harmony, and you'd have a really good time instead of the interesting challenges that happen when the rulership is insane. But I guess the first question is, who would even want to kill common sense, and why would they want to do it? Maybe you know that already. See how you would answer, but and why. But I think it's material just in that one question for probably a year-long class, and that would be pressed to cover it all. And I guess to get a feel for who would want to destroy common sense so that they could do other things that depended on that, we hear a lot about conspiracies, and they're really ridiculed as conspiracy theory. People are just out to lunch. They don't understand what's really happening at all, and they have psychological problems, etc. But actually, the whole conspiracy thing has really solid roots. It's not a crazy concept at all. And I thought, to start out, if we can do it, and this is the first time we've actually tried this experiment. Obviously, this is not a really fancy radio broadcast, but we're trying to expand gradually. And I would like to play a little bit of John Kennedy's voice, because he was talking about the deeper conspiracy that's the basis of all the other smaller conspiracies. And so I'm gonna let you hear his voice and see his face a little bit to get into what I'm going to talk about here. And I don't know if I'll be able to hear it, but let's try this out. This is our first time, and try playing this clip. So let's go ahead and do it if we can.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit...
I'm assuming it's running, Doug, and I can't hear or see anything.
Diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed.
Okay, so hopefully you guys all heard that. In November 22nd of 1963, which seems like a few minutes ago to me, I remember that whole situation and what happened that day. And he was killed by that same monolithic, ruthless conspiracy that he talked about in that little clip that he was talking to the press. And it had, by that time, and actually before, totally infiltrated the U.S. government and its partner, global corporations, banks, etc. And then later in the 60s, the CIA began using the term conspiracy theory to demonize and discredit anybody who suggested that any more than one person was involved in the murder of Kennedy. And now we know it was a really involved conspiracy that had people in it from inside the U.S. government, and you're really not supposed to know about that. So they had to create the Warren Commission to make sure everybody didn't get distracted and start thinking about the truth. But why would the CIA wanted to start using the term conspiracy theory to make anybody look ridiculous who would doubt that it was just one crazy person who killed Kennedy? And why is it used to discredit anybody now for any reason who's talking about something that's not supposed to be heard? And I guess the reason is to control hundreds of millions of people in America and billions of people around the world. You've got to make sure they never figure out what's going on, or especially who's running the whole show. So this ruthless and monolithic conspiracy that JFK talked about is thousands of years old, many thousands of years old. And it's become more pervasive and developed today. But the use of the term conspiracy theory is now a derogatory term toward anybody who's got unacceptable thoughts and beliefs. And people repeat it to avoid having to really investigate. So it's given to the population as, well, don't worry about these kind of people. They're just conspiracy theorists. So you don't even have to look at it. You don't have to question whether they might be right about anything. You don't have to learn anything that would scare you. You just say, well, it's a conspiracy theory. So it's really worked well, the psychological program, to use the thoughts like conspiracy theory to just enslave ourselves and remain blind to what's really happening. So we might, you know, people watching this show and our other shows and other great presentations that I recommend to people, might say, well, I would never fall for that kind of mind programming. I always see things as they really are, totally clear. But do you? Is that really true? You know, it's easy to see what other people seem to be missing. It's a lot more challenging to see, okay, what level are you missing? So when we've been trained to think and how to think in the so-called educational system, all the way from preschool to postgraduate and medical and scientific training, all of which has the same purpose, to make sure that you memorize what you're supposed to believe instead of actually learning it. Whereas real science actually requires questioning and investigating everything. That's the basis of it, really. But today, science has become a religion where you just have to believe and promote the official teachings. And if you don't, you're bad and you're punished. It's just a new belief system, and doctors in medical school memorize all kinds of things about health that they believe they've learned, and then they impose those things on their patients. Like, I don't know, have you heard the term safe and effective? It might sound familiar to you. Medical doctors learn that over and over and over again, millions of times during the time they're in medical school. And I can see the fact checker saying, Richard just lied, it's only hundreds of thousands of times. I haven't actually counted the number of times that they memorize that, but that's how they think that they learn that injecting people with poison is going to prevent disease, and it's totally safe, of course. And the media is now the partner of fake science and supporting all the crimes of the toxic industries of various kinds and the corrupt global corporations and government agencies and central banks and all these people working together. The actual conspiracy is way beyond what most people who are supposedly having conspiracy theories even imagine. And the system uses intimidation and demonization and false sense of authority to make sure that common sense never gets in the way of these crimes. So what do I mean by common sense? I'm talking about something really significant and deep that affects your life every second, whether you have it or not, and to what degree you've got it. And it's kind of simple, even though it's got a lot of depth to it. It means seeing what's in front of you and around you clearly for what it is, so that you can know what to do with your life. And you know, if that ever came back, which it eventually will, hopefully on this planet before we kill it, it would make such an amazing existence on Earth. It wouldn't even be recognizable. It would be incredible. But it would ruin the game that our rulers are playing, so they must not allow it to ever come back into our awareness. And what game is it that they're playing that it would rule, that it would ruin? And I'm referring to those people that John Kennedy was talking about answering that depends really on how much common sense we have left to see and understand what's going on. The people without common sense have learned to trust authorities, and I know we've been trained to do that since we were little kids. You know, I remember watching Matt Dillon on Gunsmoke. That was a while ago. You know, I'm talking about early 1950s, and he was the authority figure in town, the sheriff, right? And there are a lot of great sheriffs now that know about their real authority. But I'm talking about the conventional authority figures are not necessarily motivated just to keep us all safe, but they really want to keep us safe from ourselves. And they've got other kinds of motives that are not in our best interest. So some people without much common sense, maybe they have a tiny bit, might see some contradictions in what the authorities do, but they think they're just incompetent. You know, I've heard a lot of people say in response to conspiracy theory ideas that, well, Congress couldn't even organize to do anything. They're just totally out to lunch. There's no big conspiracy because they can't even organize a small group. I've heard various versions of that story for many decades. But if we have a little bit more common sense, we start noticing the intentional lies, like the example mentioned before about safe and effective. It's about injecting poison into people and even babies to prevent disease. They inject it into babies now in America on the first day that they're born, amazingly. And most people still believe in it. They take their babies to the, or they have their babies in the hospital because they think you have to do that. And they don't realize the danger that they're subjecting them to. But as far as the scope and the depth of the whole thing, that the whole fraud that's going on, even some really intelligent, smart people can't imagine it. It's just too emotionally upsetting to even consider. So maybe they say that the so-called elite rulers just use injections too, but they're just clean ones, right? I've heard that on Alex's show a lot, and I think he's mistaken about that. Because back when this really bizarre practice started of injecting horrible things into people to keep them healthy, no adjuvants were used. There was no mercury. There was no aluminum put in like there is in almost all of them today, which is a horrible poison for the brain and the whole body. Leads to Alzheimer's and all kinds of things, according to many sources. But even then, when there were no adjuvants being used, there were a lot of people getting harmed or killed, mostly kids. And they also commonly got the disease that the shot was supposedly protecting them from. So there's an article posted on Lost Arts Radio. I think we put it up today, this morning maybe. And it's about a study showing that vaccinated kids who got pertussis, which is whooping cough shot, are 15 times more likely to get whooping cough or pertussis. If you notice, it hasn't been on the front page of the New York Times or, you know, Washington Post, or talked about on the major TV networks or radio shows, because they'll never mention stuff like this. You might start getting some ideas that maybe they're not entirely trustable, but that's really what the study showed. 15 times more likelihood to get pertussis if you're injected with the shot that's supposed to prevent pertussis. So do you think maybe common sense would look at that and say, wait a minute, or I guess as they say in Canada in some place, hold the phone. Why would you actually get injected with something to make you 15 times more likely to get the disease? I thought it was supposed to prevent the disease. This is what I'm saying. It looks like a complex question, but it's really simple. It's not smart to do things that are bad for yourself. And this is one, and especially to pay other people to do things that are bad for you and to do things to your kids that are bad for them. That's not brilliant. And a lot of people with very high IQs are doing that kind of stuff on both sides of the picture. They're administering these treatments, and they're also paying the system either through insurance or directly to have it done to themselves and especially to their kids. this is really pretty insane, okay? And it's the lack of common sense that allows that stuff to go on. And that's just one small example that has killed a lot of kids and destroyed a lot of families. And you're not supposed to know about that either. But when you're looking at the damage caused by these shots and injections, they set up a system on actually Reagan, who many people think was really great, and he did say a lot of great things, also was in responsible for some really bad things. And he's the one under whose administration they came up with this plan in 1986, I think it was. The vaccine companies were complaining because it was causing them so much stress, because people whose kids were killed or injured by their vaccines, and some older people too, were actually suing them, had the temerity to sue them in court. And the company said, you know, this is just too impossible. How are we going to get these wonderful scientifically advanced treatments to prevent all disease to the people who need them if all the people who die from the treatment are going to keep suing us? That would be terrible. And Reagan, I guess, you know, the presidents don't have time to think about everything, but this was a big one. And he must have thought, well, gee, that makes sense. If the treatment is killing everybody and they're trying to sue you to get damages and punitive damages and everything, that would make it impossible or to make a profit making these things that are killing everybody. So obviously you need immunity so that no one can sue you anymore. So he signed it. Totally incredible. You know, when people are just totally devoted to a certain president, like many are to Reagan, it's better to see the good and the bad things that they did as they really were. And this is one of the worst things that happened under Reagan. And it still is responsible for so many deaths, because in 86, they set up this separate fake court. It's not really a court, but if you get injured or your child gets killed, which is common, by one of these injections, then you can go to, if you find out, which about 1% of the victims' families actually find out, you can go to this special, they call it a court, it's not really a court, you don't get discovery or there's no jury, little details like that, right? But they send you, it's not even a real judge, it's called a special magistrate, special master, and they decide, and you have to prove that the damage caused came from the injection, which a lot of times the people get the kid injected and then the kid just dies. You still have to absolutely prove it. And the government is the one who pays that fake court to prove that you're wrong. So about 1% of people at the most who have damage get compensation in that court. Even with that, and I'm assuming most of you guys know this, but for any that don't, it's important. More than $4 billion have been paid out in damages, limited damages, to the families of injured and killed kids or older people that have been victims of this total fraud of the injection scam. And they're making it, it's such a widespread conspiracy to support this that they're in cahoots with the media, major media, corporate media, who is saying that, having all these scientific and medical doctor guests on who say, no, it's absolutely safe and effective, and if you don't get this done to your child, you're killing children. I mean, this is beyond an insane sci-fi movie. It's because of the lack of common sense. Because any parent with common sense would just do the research, look up the studies and the ingredients in these injections and find out what are the poisonous effects of these ingredients, what do they do to your brain, what do they do to the other organs of your body, you know, is this something I really want to do to my child, and what about the fact that the people who get these injections often get the disease that are supposed to be being prevented. Maybe it's not a wonderful treatment. You know, and we've got these completely hypnotized zombie people who are running around saying, you know, silence all the people who are questioning this wonderful treatment. It's the best thing in 200 years in science. I mean, I was just in a meeting where people were saying that in a PhD program in one of the major universities that I'm involved with, and the other people in that meeting, hundreds of them, with the exception of me, were all saying, of course everybody has to be forced to do this. What are you talking about? You know, we can't, freedom of speech is okay up to a point, but if you let people question this treatment in modern medicine, it's going to kill everybody because it'll destroy herd immunity. What? Like, this degree of insanity is really not only prevalent, but it's being enforced. So when we talk about common sense, if the population or a certain percentage of them in America and other parts of the world where this is being done to people woke up and said, wait a minute, I'm paying this doctor or this drugstore or whoever I'm paying to do this to my child, and it may kill them. And it says on, not the information sheet, but the package insert, that it may kill you, because they have to say that in order to fulfill their lack of liability requirements. Then maybe this is not brilliant of me as a parent to do this. And yet the vehemence and the violence in some cases of the people saying you must be forced is what you have to deal with. But ultimately that's because of like fatal lack of common sense on the part of so many people in responding to a brainwashing campaign that's been going on in this particular issue since the 80s, and it's doing really well. So anyway, I told you about the study that showed 15 times as many kids who get injected for whooping cough get whooping cough as the ones that don't. If you let that sink in, you know, maybe you already know about this stuff. I don't know. But if there's any of you out there who don't know about it, or any of you who are working for the system, this is what you're promoting. And maybe you're promoting because you can't imagine that what you learned in medical school or PhD school or nursing school could possibly have been wrong. But if you look at it, it's really obvious. And that's the thing about common sense. It makes things really obvious. So using the term conspiracy theory to demonize or, you know, make people who talk about these things look ridiculous is so that hopefully we'll just brush it off and just stay in our web of hypnotic fog that we're kept in 24 hours a day. But it has bad effects if you stay in it. We need the common sense to say with all these things, wait a minute, what's going on here? Not, I want to prove my side. That's stupid. That's ego nonsense. The little kids that are misguided say that. So I don't care if I'm wrong or right, but let's find out what's true. Common sense says that about everything. If people are getting injured or killed commonly by a treatment like this, and it's done without what's called informed consent, which you guys need to know all about informed consent. It means since the Nuremberg trials and the Geneva Convention that followed, it's that nothing can be done to you if you're a citizen of a country that is a signatory to the Geneva Convention, which a lot of them are, I think more than 100, U.S. and a lot of other countries. Then if there's any medical treatment that's going to be done to you to avoid having the Nazi thing recur, which is really a bad idea, you have to be, it has to be explained to you all about the what this is going to do to you and what might happen. And the fact that you may die if that's the case, which in, with most drugs and injections, that is true. It may kill you. And if that's not explained in detail so that you really get it, then they can't do any. They can't do this to you. So with informed consent, the idea is even in a state that's going completely maliciously, criminally insane, like California and several others now, New York and it's a wave that's trying to sweep America and much of the world now. Even in those countries, if they're signatories to the Geneva Convention, they can't do these treatments to you. It's a crime, a high-level crime. So this is being tested and has been successfully tested in a few cases in California that I know of. And you might look at DrRemachuthReports.com to learn more about how to use the AVD card and things like that to protect your kids if you happen to live in a state like that. So why are doctors and nurses and industry reps who are smart enough to know everything that I'm saying and much more, why are they still promoting this kind of stuff? Not just the example we're giving, but all this stuff. And I think it's because they're successfully hypnotized, no matter how smart they are, by their so-called education. Can't imagine that that would have been intentionally flawed. Also by newspapers and TV and programmed entertainment and movies that, like the one that I thought was great with Dustin Hoffman, that proved that vaccines absolutely save humanity from whatever's happening. And it's true, because Dustin Hoffman did it and saved the world. And they can't imagine that all the authorities are lying, and that they're partially right. Most of the lower level authorities think they're telling the truth because they're so educated. And in the upper levels, they're consciously lying for power and money. But at the very top, it has nothing to do with power and money. They just use the money and power incentive and threats to motivate the lower level servants that are working for them, keeping the whole system going. But at the top, they already control the whole money system. They invented it. It's working well. They don't need more money. They own everything. It's totally not related to that. The motives are different. But at this point in time, most people are in a total trance, and they look at the sky. They don't see the spray trails behind the airplanes that are literally carrying out a biological and chemical attack against the American people and the people of basically the whole world now. It's almost worldwide over every country. They don't notice that anything wrong with that picture. Unbelievable, right? Because if you took any time to watch these white lines behind the planes in the sky, if they weren't, they're not ice crystals there, they would dissipate right away. And the weather services have to tell you, oh yes, they're ice crystals, trust us, we're scientists. No, they're not. And if you wait long enough, they'll spread out over much or all of the sky. And I know in Arizona, where I'm talking to you from, it was famous as a state for having 300 days a year that were crystal clear. And it still does. It's just that you can't see the sky because it's totally obliterated by this grayish-white haze that happens to be highly toxic. And nobody thinks anything unusual about it. You know, if they change that recipe one day from long-term, slow-acting destruction to immediate kill, we'd be gone by that night. So it's kind of important, and I am not aware of any government officials in the U.S. or really anywhere else that I've heard of. If you know of some, let me know, and we'll have them on and talk to them. But in the U.S., they just ignore it, and in most other places, and they tell you about how it's ice crystals and you're a conspiracy theorist. But the same people that look at the sky and see nothing wrong with the spraying going on buy food sprayed with poison and grown with chemical fertilizers and think it's normal and a reasonable way to save a little bit of money. You can if you want to, but you know, if it was me, and I've been through a lot of times with no money, that if I didn't have the money to buy enough food that was organic, at least organic, which is not perfect, but it's a whole lot better than the non-organic food, I would just eat less or fast. Once you learn what's done to the so-called conventional food, you don't buy it, you don't eat it, you certainly don't feed it to your children. I mean, a lot of people are still such marginally aware that they'll say, oh, it's just too much hassle and it is more expensive and I don't have time, I'm really busy, I can't be seeking out organic. Wait a minute. That's like saying you don't have time to breathe because you're too busy. It's really important to support the organic industry in whatever country you're in, hoping that it will grow and the prices will get better as demand gets higher. Because if you grow food with chemical fertilizer and poison, it's not normal and it doesn't do good things to your body. People are still believing GMOs are safe. That's even more extreme. They've been shown to cause, you know, all kinds of problems in animals and people and insects and everything. I mean, horrible thing that should have been banned in every country around the world, and they're still going on. Fortunately, there are some lawsuits that you probably have heard about against Bayer, the evil company that has bought Monsanto, because Monsanto is now part of Bayer, and they're awarding millions and millions of dollars to people who were shown to be damaged or got cancer from Roundup, which is the weed killer that you should never touch. Please don't buy it at the hardware store or anywhere else, Walmart. People are coming in by the thousands and buying gallons of Roundup and spraying it all over the place and saying, well, I sure saved a lot of work. I might have had to pull out that weed. Remember the thing we were saying about the common sense? This is an example of what I'm talking about. People are spraying this kind of junk. Cities, including the one I'm in, are spraying Roundup all over the place, and the people who are spraying it are taught to say, well, it would just take a lot of handwork to do if we didn't have the wonders of Roundup, or they call it some other commercial name, but it just, you know, it poisons anything green other than the GMOs that are engineered against it. The same people are holding cell phones against their head when they talk. I'm not trying to make life impractical for you. It's just you got born into a place that's not normal. It's called the real world by people who live in it, on this planet at least. And the technology, a lot of it is being designed in ways that are intentionally meant to harm you. And we've talked about this with Ken Rolla and others. They don't have to use the frequencies they do for cell phones and smart meters and cell towers and next red stations and all these things. They chose them, not the people having a job in the company at a low level, but at the top levels. They chose them because of their damaging effects on the whole ecosystem. So don't carry it on your body. That would just be my suggestion. I can't tell you what to do. I'm not a medical doctor. If I was, they'd take away my license right away because I'm saying all these unacceptable things. So if I was me, I would never carry a turned on cell phone anywhere on my body, and I certainly wouldn't hold it against my head to talk. It's a really poor judgment. You know, just because something doesn't kill you on the spot does not mean that it's really good for you. You see how simple common sense is, and we get distracted from it by being really complex and impressive. A lot of people carry these things around in their pockets and they sleep with them by their head. Not a smart idea, and kids are more vulnerable than Wi-Fi baby monitors and stuff like that. Kids are more vulnerable than the older people to the damage these things cost. And if you have Wi-Fi, let me say it this way, because I can't tell you what to do and I don't want to. If I had Wi-Fi in my house or office, I would definitely get rid of it. Hardwire everything. Your connection's better anyway. The speed is faster. And you don't radiate your body 24/7 or any amount of out of the day. But people are trained for convenience. Convenience can be deadly, okay? It's just might not kill you the same day, but it hurts you. And then you end up in the doctor's office and they diagnose you with some amazing, terrible disease that no one has any idea what caused it. You do have an idea what caused it. You know, it's all these incremental little mistakes that we make and that we're encouraged to make in our lives, thinking it's safe. It's like the smart meter on the wall of your house. If I had one of those on my own house anyway, I would get rid of it. In almost every jurisdiction across the country and most of the places they have smart meters in the world, there is a provision that you can have it removed. And they've made sure to destroy as many of the analog meters, which are far better and cheaper and simpler, safer. They wanted to destroy all those as much as possible, but they still have what's called non-transmitting meters. They can be checked with a detector for EMF, and a lot of those are relatively safe compared to the smart meter. So you can get rid of those things. Beware of convenience. It's like the grant money that's given to cities and counties and towns and districts and everything. If they just follow this 1,000-page contract, don't bother to read it, just sign it, and you have all this free money from the federal government agency. Really bad idea. That's how towns and cities and counties becomes Agenda 21 compliant. You really don't want to do that, I don't think. It's the same teaching we've gotten in so many ways. You know, most of us are, when we get sick, in quotes, we don't even know what that is. We just know we feel really bad. And some evil germ got us, or bad luck, or just total chance. There's no meaning to it. You just got sick and it doesn't mean anything. So you take a toxic chemical because it's called medicine and you eat that. And it makes it so you can't feel the sickness anymore. And it's manifesting in different ways, which eventually become worse than the original. But you sure don't have to deal with it in the present. It's ultimate convenience. And people are taking drugs now just to prevent that they might ever get something uncomfortable and that prevent it, like for high blood pressure or cholesterol or anxiety or joint pain or headaches or indigestion. They never even thinking about the cause and how to remove the cause, which would be like, it should be the common sense approach rather than covering it up. So like you're driving down the highway, right, and your engine overheats in your car and the red light comes on or the gauge and you take the hammer out of the glove compartment and break the gauge on the dashboard or the red lights and now I can relax and keep driving and then your engine blows up. These are just illustrations of common sense versus lack of that. So taking drugs is anything that you eat or do to become unaware of what's bothering you. And it's like hitting the red light on the dashboard. It's not a really good plan. And there's so many beliefs. It's not just that drugs are necessary and, you know, disease must be a deficiency of drugs, right? It's other things too, like being told now that the sun is bad for our health. That's going on right as I speak. And people are told to put on this carcinogenic chemicals called sunscreen, some of which actually become cancer-causing only when the sun hits them. Gee, I wonder if that's a total coincidence. What do you think? I don't think so. And they pay dentists to put fluoride in their mouths, and the fluoride in industrial uses in the water supplies comes in this big plastic drum with a skull and crossbones on it. That must be because it's so good for you and it helps your teeth so much, right? They just go along with it because the dentist goes along with it because the ADA told them it was really good for you. But the CDC's own website, which they figure nobody has time to read, so they can put some things that are true on there. And if you look up when fluoride was actually making dental health better, it was when fluoride started being used. And then you look at a country where fluoride was never used and dental health got better at the same time. So it's not the fluoride. But they actually put this in the mouths of people, including children, say it's really going to help your teeth. They don't look at that your teeth are actually part of your body. I know that's kind of radical conspiracy to say that, but they're living parts of your body. They're designed to last, not fall apart and fall out. And if they fall out, which took me forever to learn, and I got lots of teeth that I destroyed out of total ignorance and lack of common sense and trusting authorities like dentists, some of whom are great, but many of whom are really out to lunch. And because they believe in authority too, it must be right what they learned in medical school. You're responsible for your own body. You're your own doctor and dentist and things. And those people work for you. You're the boss. And if the boss has no idea what's going on, assuming the employees are going to do a great job is probably not realistic. We end up just trusting the people that manufacture well-known brands and using carcinogenic body products and drinking questionable water out of plastic bottles full of hormone disruptors and say, well, it's impractical not to use plastic to drink out of as what? Wait a minute. If BPA happened to get caught, okay, as a hormone disruptor, but it's one of thousands and the others haven't been mentioned yet, and you're still drinking them, that's probably not a good idea. And, you know, everybody's just being oblivious of this. There are too many problems. So common sense has become too inconvenient and too painful for us to hold on to it. And it's true. I mean, this is an abnormal situation. And in a normal world, you wouldn't have to even ever think about this kind of nonsense. I totally agree with that. This is ridiculous to have this kind of stuff to have to deal with. But the discovery of how totally twisted and sick the world is that we're living in, the society anyway, could be too much for most people. And it's really not their fault. They've been programmed to be fragile. And all of us have been living in that programming since we were born. Discovering things like the world is run by demonic psychopaths, and millions of their servants see nothing wrong with what they're doing could be pretty hard emotionally for most people to handle. And I totally understand that it's not anybody's fault. It's our conditioning. But we have a choice. We either suffer the consequences or we start to consciously take back common sense. And since most people don't want to do that yet, it's no wonder that all kinds of drugs are so popular, you know, because they make you not have to be aware of what's bothering you. That's the whole point of drugs, whether it's prescription drugs or over-the-counter drugs or illegal drugs or alcohol, tobacco, marijuana, you know, smoking, stuff like that to turn your lungs black and say it's really helping you feel good, right, or relax or whatever. In the case of marijuana, be unaware of pain. And I can see, in some cases, the benefit of that. Or if somebody's really tends to be violent, a violent killer or something, and wants to not fly into a rage, the marijuana that I've observed being used does tend to calm people down. But smoking anything is a really dumb idea when you understand what your lungs are built for. But in the broader sense, it's not just the physical drugs. It's anything we do to avoid seeing what's bothering us. It's a drug of a different kind. And why would we even want to know? It's so unpleasant in a lot of cases. Who would want to know the big push to weaponize illegal immigration that's going on all over the world in a UN-supported program to destroy sovereign countries and destroy society so that people would beg for world tyranny? Who would want to know about that? Or that the environmental pollution, the poisoning of the food and the water and the air is intentional so that they'd keep us all sick and in a mental fog, chemically and psychologically attacking us until we don't even know what gender we are biologically. And we think there's 1,000 different genders. I mean, there's a problem there, okay? It's not biologically sound. And our families get destroyed and then we're encouraged to hate each other and fight about who's right and that people are bad with the wrong belief or something like that. It's not very intelligent on our side, but who would want to know that the leaders are following specific directions from their bosses to increase the hatred while they censor anybody telling the truth about unacceptable subjects, and they just call it hate speech. That's been used in other dictatorships as well. Who would ever want to know, really, that 5G is not just a convenience, it's a weapon system to control thoughts and emotions and ruin our bodies and other life forms on the planet? Or who would want to know that this wonderful push for women's rights, specifically to be able to kill their babies before and after they come out and are born, who would want to know and really understand that that's a satanic plan to turn us all into monsters and think we're being really progressive and free. Any partisan thinking, left or right or anything, is blinders. You know, why not just find out what's true? Why would we want to know, though, about the depth of the dark side and all this bad stuff they're doing? Who wants despair and desperation in their life? I mean, I don't think that's a good idea to have those kind of emotions ruling your life. So I really totally understand people wanting to avoid that, get into sports as a drug or hardcore drugs as a drug or whatever feels appropriate. And that would be true. That would be our only option as some kind of drug if we were the small and weak, unintelligent, hopeless beings that we're constantly told we are. There would be no point in knowing all this stuff just to feel bad. That would be stupid. And I don't advocate just listing all the bad things in order to feel bad. It's too hard to deal with. It's not useful. Everything it has been corrupted, and there'd be no purpose to anything. But that's not the real story. And I have to talk fast now because we started late. Or skip some things. I'll take a look here. The idea that you're weak and helpless is not true. It's demoralizing propaganda like you would do to an enemy in wartime. And as we get physically sicker and more confused, it's easier to believe that we are helpless because you feel so rotten and helpless when your body doesn't feel good. So I guess what I would ask is, why do you love, I think most of us love to see great action, adventure, romance, sci-fi movies with heroes that you can identify, men or women or even kids that are acting heroically, that are incredible, and they never give up, and they always win in the end. I mean, when I was a little kid growing up in the early 50s, and I would watch Bonanza all the time because you knew that they were the good guys, they would always win. They would never get killed. Everything would always turn out right. And they were never discouraged, or not for very long anyway. And I think the reason that we tend to like that is that some deep hidden part of ourselves wishes it could be us in that role. You know, instead of full of self-doubt and self-condemnation and all the junk that we live in all the time, doing things that we know are not true to ourselves, not being who we could, we wish it could be us. And what turns the whole depressing picture into something bright and beautiful, otherwise I wouldn't have told you all this stuff, is that there's a secret, and that heroic person in the movie, and even better than what they're showing, that actually is you, or more. And the reality is, we're much more than all that, and though it seems totally impossible, and we can see all these ways that we're limited in the apparent limits of reality, there are people in history up to now who have discovered by direct exploration, not memorizing a belief, that we're not physical beings. We're wearing these costumes. I know that is another radical conspiracy theory, but people have experienced that as being true and found out directly. We're made out of, you can't really put an adequate word on it, but you could call it spirit or consciousness. And we've always existed. We can't be destroyed. We cannot be destroyed. People who have memory that goes back before this particular lifetime have experienced and found that out to be true. We wear the costumes for a while, change them, but we are the one that remains. Who we are remains. I know that some people would say, it's terrible for me to say that. It's unacceptable. It's not agreeing with things that are written, but this agrees with people's experience that have found this stuff out. And it's possible to get that back. So you don't have to fight about whether it's true or not. Just go find out. If it's not, fine, but find out. Don't just fight about a belief. And that's, in my experience, what the rulers fear the absolute most, which is weird because it could heal even them. They're like us, but under deeper programming that's just convincing them that they're some monster and they've totally accepted that. They're high on the drug of evil, feeling that they're powerful because they can hurt and destroy people. Underneath that, there's a real person in there. And that could even come out if we got back to who we actually are. It opens up all kinds of real, incredible, normal, forgotten powers that would save even the worst of the bad guys right now. If we have the bravery to think outside the box and go beyond what we're told we can do, it's actually our job and our opportunity and purpose. It's our way to become strong enough to heal life on the planet. And I think even now, when things are this bad and this far gone, I really think it's still possible. And most people might say, that's really stupid. Look, it's totally impossible. We're already mostly gone, and we're mostly gone, but we're not totally gone. So I'm not promoting a belief or a religion or a special identity group to say you're a member of or anything. I'm promoting losing your amnesia. And occasionally you get messages like that that are supposed to shake you awake, and they might come from unexpected sources. It's really possible, breaking through the programming, not by choosing something to believe, but by being brave enough to say, look, I don't want beliefs. I want to know what's true, and I want to experience it, not just believe it. So remember that Sunday show tomorrow, we have this project where we're looking for really wonderful people of good intention inside government and high corporate positions. One of those is going to be on a legislator that you might like to meet tomorrow on Sunday's show on Lost Arts Radio. And if you are interested in pursuing what I've talked about this whole hour, getting rid of your amnesia and specific ways you can begin to do that, check out planetaryhealingclub.com, and I'll meet you there in person every week. Otherwise, have a great week. Till I see you next time. Watch for free videos, which we're putting out on all the major channels. If we get banned, get on our mailing list right away on lostartsradio.com so we don't lose touch with you if we disappear. And we'll stay in contact. See you next time.